Berkshire Vision Insight, Summer 2026. On the front cover is a photo of three people under an umbrella at Windsor Castle. Inside, page 6, Matthew's sight loss journey. Page 16, benefits. Page 18, meta glasses, real life experiences, and so much more. Page 2, CEO update. As we head into the summer months, I'm really looking forward to catching up with many of you at our summer party. It's always one of my favourite moments of the year, a chance to come together, chat and enjoy the sunshine with the Berkshire Vision community. This issue also brings a bittersweet milestone. Our Children, Young People and Families Officer Carol will be retiring this summer after nearly 6 years with us. Carol has poured so much energy, compassion and imagination into supporting our VI children and their families, and she's made a lasting difference to so many young people. We'll miss her enormously, and I know many of you will want to join me in wishing her all the very best for the future. In April, we officially launched our new strategy, and I want to say a heartfelt thank you to every member who took the time to share their thoughts, experiences and ideas. Your input was vital in setting the direction we're taking, and it means a great deal to us. I'm also pleased to share some exciting news. We've secured our first rehabilitation contract in Reading. With our new vision rehabilitation specialist, Teresa, now in post, we've already begun the work of reducing the waiting list and making sure people get the support they need more quickly. Page 3, Hayley runs the London Marathon. We are incredibly proud of Hayley, who took on the London Marathon this April and raised over £4,000 for Berkshire Vision. Running 26.2 miles is no small task, and Hayley crossed the finishing line in 5 hours and 46 minutes, a result to be truly proud of. Hayley chose to run for Berkshire Vision because her goddaughter Lux is supported by us. Lux is a bright and creative little girl living with sight loss and autism, and finding places where she feels understood hasn't always been easy. When her mum, Stacey, discovered Berkshire Vision, it was life-changing. Lux found a community where she could grow in confidence, explore her independence and build real friendships. Watching that transformation is what inspired Hayley to take on the marathon and give something back. Thank you, Hayley. Your run, the generosity it inspired, will help ensure that we can be there for more children and adults with sight loss when they need us. There's still time to donate to Hayley's run. You can find the link at https://2026tcslondonmarathon.enthuse.com/pf/Hayley-Kirby. If you're feeling inspired to take on your own running challenge for Berkshire Vision, contact matthew.thomas@berkshirevision.org.uk. We can help you find a race, secure a place, and make sure you have all the support you need along the way. Page 4 and 5, social activities. We have had a very busy start to the year with trips to garden centres and country parks, our usual dancing and tenpin bowling sessions, a trial football session with Slough FC and an indoor swim at Palmer Park. Alongside this, we have also enjoyed tandem cycling, walks and golf, managing to stay active and social whatever the weather. One of our February highlights was a special visit to Windsor Castle. The team there gave us a private hands-on tour where the members could try on Windsor Castle staff uniforms and explore memorabilia that's not usually open to the public. An unforgettable experience. We have also been getting creative, building our own bird boxes with the Eco Skills Learning Centre. It was a brilliant hands-on session where we picked up new skills while working alongside their fantastic volunteers. Our dual sensory loss group kicked off the year with visits to the Cole Museum at the University of Reading. Students kindly led a private tour followed by a tactile session exploring animal bones. As the weather improved, the group headed outside to enjoy a very windy day at Forbury Gardens and the Abbey Ruins with a tactile tour and a well-earned cafe lunch. Coming up, the group are looking forward to visiting Langley Park to enjoy the rhododendrons, as well as their annual quieter tenpin bowling session. The 18 to 25 social group continues to thrive. Highlights so far include a dance session with Synergy Dance, social games at the Dairy at the University of Reading, and a summer picnic. There is plenty more to come, including trips to a museum and more bowling fun. Meanwhile, our West Berkshire social group may have missed the snowdrops at Welford Park again, but still made the most of the sunny day with a relaxing wonder. Next up is a visit to Greenham Common Control Tower to explore the site's fascinating local history. Across Berkshire, our social liaise groups have been full of energy and creativity. We have enjoyed live music from singing groups, ukulele players, guitarists, and even some of our own talented members. Alongside favourites like bingo quizzes and food tastings, we're excited to bring in even more variety, including boat trips, flower arranging, and other activities inspired by our members' ideas. Looking ahead, we have got lots to be excited about. New taster sessions will include horse riding, skiing, cricket, paddle boarding, bell boating, and tennis. Plus, we will be keeping our much-loved events like the summer and Christmas parties, theatre trips, outdoor swimming and dancing. There is a picture of someone hammering a bird box at the EcoSkills Bird Boxes session, a photo of a group of people at Windsor Castle, a group of people feeling the ruins at the Abbey Ruins, the 18 to 25 social group playing pool, and some people on a muddy park walk. Page 6 and 7, Matthew's journey through sudden sight loss and towards a new future. When 24-year-old Matthew moved to Reading at the beginning of 2024, he couldn't have imagined how drastically his life would change just a few months later. In April 2025, Matthew lost almost all of his sight after being diagnosed with a brain tumour. He has no light perception in his right eye, and can only see light and vague shapes in his left. He is now registered as severely sight impaired. Understandably, the sudden loss of his vision was overwhelming. Those first few weeks were a blur of confusion. Matthew recalls, "There was so much information to process and so many adjustments to make, all while I couldn't see." What followed was an emotional journey, one that Matthew describes as moving through the five stages of grief. "It felt almost like losing yourself," he says, reflecting on those early days when fear and uncertainty overwhelmed him. The shock of sudden change. In the aftermath, Matthew struggled not only with the practical challenges of sight loss, but also with its emotional toll. He found himself worrying about his independence, his future, family, and whether he would be able to support himself. "I had those fears. Will I ever have my own money? Will I be able to look after any potential future children?" he says. Those closest to him wanted to help but weren't sure how. "In the early days, everyone was sort of on eggshells around me," he remembers, "talking slightly differently, treating me slightly differently." What he needed most was to be spoken to like the same person he had always been. Berkshire Vision steps in. While Matthew was still in hospital, nurses referred him to Berkshire Vision. Cara, one of our sight loss support officers, contacted him, and within a few weeks, she visited him at home and when he felt ready to talk. Having Berkshire Vision there to help me work through those stages and understand these things was really important to me, Matthew says. They get it. They understand people and the issues that come with sight loss. Cara supported Matthew through a maze of benefits, practical adjustments and emotional challenges that came with sight loss. "For me, Berkshire Vision's support was life-changing," Matthew says. "When you lose your sight, the amount of information you have to take in is overwhelming. Berkshire Vision gave me the tools and the confidence to move forward." With Cara's support, alongside the technology and equipment team and the employability team, Matthew began to rebuild his sense of independence, redefining what's possible. One of Matthew's biggest early fears was that his career dreams were no longer achievable. Teaching, something that he had always wanted to pursue, felt impossible at first, but Berkshire Vision's team quickly reassured him. Working with Jenna from the employability team, Matthew began preparing applications and exploring the adjustments available to him. With their support, he is now planning to begin teacher training. Matthew has shared his story as part of our new film that highlights the work we do, and there's a QR code on this page that you can scan. It's also available on our website. Page 8 and 9, Real Life Experiences of Using Metaglasses, Dom's Story. Dom is one of our sight loss support officers here at Berkshire Vision. She regularly draws on her own experience of severe sight impairment to support others in building independence and confidence. She has been using MetaSmart glasses for around a year, and they have significantly improved her day-to-day life. She uses them to read out letters and small print and to identify settings on her oven dials so she can cook safely at home. The glasses also offer navigation support through maps. This is particularly useful when she is walking her dog, as the glasses can let her know her location if she gets lost. While she recognises they are not perfect and can sometimes be inconsistent, she describes them as a powerful and practical tool, often recommending that others trial them, as for many people they can quickly become an invaluable everyday companion. Judy's story. In 2024, Judy experienced a sudden loss of sight over the course of just 3 days. The cause of her sight loss remains unclear, and this period was extremely difficult for her. Overnight, Judy had to begin adjusting to life with little to no vision. Following her diagnosis, Judy was referred to Berkshire Vision, where she was introduced to Dom. Dom visited Judy at home to provide practical support, helping her apply for attendance allowance, discussing assistive technology options, and ongoing support to help Judy remain as independent as possible. Judy went on to attend our Living Well with Sight Loss course, which she found extremely helpful. The course gave her practical skills, confidence, and reassurance that she was not alone in her journey. During the course, Dom delivered a demonstration of her MetaSmart glasses. This session sparked Judy's interest, as she could see the potential for the technology to support her independence in everyday life. Dom visited Judy at home to give her a one-to-one demonstration of the Meta glasses. After seeing firsthand how useful the glasses could be, Judy decided to purchase her own pair. The Meta glasses have made a significant difference to Judy's ability to manage daily tasks at home and when she is out and about. They support her with sorting coloured and white laundry, identifying items in her fridge, following cooking instructions, identifying spices and ingredients while cooking, reading letters and other printed mail, identifying household items she is holding, reading menus when out in restaurants and cafes. Judy feels the glasses play a vital role in helping her maintain her independence and confidence. If you would like to find out more about Meta glasses, please get in touch with us on 0118 987 2803 or email info@berkshirevision.org.uk. Page 10 and 11, Children, Young People and Families. Our younger members have had a wonderfully busy and exciting few months. Theatre and dance have featured as some of our activities. We enjoyed performances at Reading Rep Theatre and at the Watermill Newbury. This included touch tours where we were able to explore the stage and feel the different props and speak to the actors. The Watermill also gave us a two-day workshop to explore how a story is converted into performance. We had great fun sailing a ship and looking for treasure. Synergy Dance have been running dance workshops for us too. We have even made up our own dance moves to some K-pop and ABBA songs, as well as learnt how to relax. Tandem cycling with Newbury Velo has given us all some exercise. Some of our teens and parents took part in their annual road race last September, and we have also enjoyed cycling circuits at an athletics track. We continue to enjoy travelling by train with a Travelling with Confidence project funded by Motability and the Try a Train project funded by Great Western Railway. So far this year, we have been on a train to Didcot Steam Railway and experienced a steam train ride. We have also been to Hungerford and helped open some of the canal locks. We have planned our summer travel day out to go to London and go on a boat to the Thames Clipper. In April, we built our own bird box at the Eco Skills Learning Centre, and in May half term, we made a bug hotel to go with our bird boxes. We are looking forward to warmer weather to enjoy the planned summer activities, which include boat trips, tandem cycling and tennis. There is a photo of a group of children with their bird boxes, people exploring the Braille at Reading train station, tandem cycling with Newbury Velo, the group dancing with scarves, the group in a workshop with a sailboat prop, and the group feeling props on the stage at the Watermill. Page 12 and 13, fundraising update. A huge thank you to everyone who has fundraised or donated for us over the last 6 months. Many of you know firsthand the support we offer, and your donations and fundraising activities help make that support possible for other people, whether they're newly diagnosed with sight loss or at any point along their journey. Thank you to everyone who supported our Christmas campaign. Fundraising at that time of year makes a real difference, and we're really touched by the messages that came in alongside many of the donations, often from people sharing how our support has helped them. Thank you as well to everyone who took part in the Christmas raffle and to those who joined the Santa Run, helping to raise funds while having a bit of festive fun. We would also like to say a huge thank you to Hayley, who took on the incredible challenge of running the London Marathon for us. You can read more about Hayley's marathon on page 3. Our new fundraising pack. As a charity, we rely heavily on fundraising to keep our support available. And fundraising is something anyone can take part in, especially those who understand the value of what we do. You do not need to take on a big challenge to make a difference. We have recently launched a new fundraising pack designed to make it easier for everyone to get involved. The pack includes lots of simple, achievable ideas, such as inviting friends or family round for coffee and cake, organising a sponsored walk, or running a small fundraiser with colleagues within your community. These everyday activities really do add up. If you are feeling more ambitious, there are also ideas for larger challenges, like running a local 10K. Whatever you choose, let us know and we can help you. To get a copy of our fundraising pack, please email matthew.thomas@berkshirevision.org.uk. If you would prefer to take part in an event we have already organised, there are opportunities coming up, including a skydive and the Maidenhead Boundary Walk. Upcoming fundraising events, skydive, multiple dates throughout the year. Join us for a tandem skydive at Brackley Airfield and take on an unforgettable challenge while raising vital funds. Several of our members took part last year, so please be reassured this is an activity suitable for those with a visual impairment. Minimum fundraising target, £450. Maidenhead Boundary Walk, Sunday the 4th of October. After an incredible year in 2025, we are excited to be returning to take part in the Maidenhead Boundary Walk. Please join us if you can. Choose from a 13.1-mile full walk or a 6.5-mile family-friendly option. Fundraising targets, £75 per individual and £250 per family team. If you are interested in either event, to find out more, please contact matthew.thomas@berkshirevision.org.uk. You could win a prize in our summer raffle. See staff activities to buy tickets or call us on 0118 987 2803. Advert. New Medica eye health clinics and surgical centres. Get fast access to affordable private cataract treatment. That's New Medica. Beat long wait times for cataract care with New Medica Slough, where treatment can begin within just a few weeks. A wide range of lens options tailored to your lifestyle. Cover the cost with medical insurance. Reduces dependency on glasses. Clear pricing from £2,295. To book your free consultation, call 01753 202 138. Page 15, supporting your independence. New audio bus stop displays launched in Reading. At Berkshire Vision, we know how important it is to maintain your independence, not just in the big moments, but in the everyday routines that help you stay in control of your own life. For those of you who feel able to travel independently around your community, we understand that public transport can sometimes feel challenging, especially when information isn't accessible. That's why we're pleased to share news of a change in Reading that has the potential to make local journeys easier and more reassuring for many of you. Reading Buses and Reading Borough Council have installed new audio-enabled information displays at more than 100 bus stops across the town. Each stop now includes a large yellow button that, when pressed, reads out the next bus due to arrive. This means you can hear which services are approaching, how long you may need to wait, and whether you're standing at the correct stop, all without needing to rely on sight or the help of a passerby. If you're keen to become more independent, our Realise Guiding Service can help you build confidence. A trained volunteer can help you practice a route with the goal of being that you can do this on your own. This could be getting the bus and using the new audio announcements. It could be getting the train or going to the local shop or hospital. If you would like to find out more about this service, please get in touch with Jo on 0118 987 2803 or by emailing jo.davis@berkshirevision.org.uk. We are currently looking into how accessible public transport is in other areas of Berkshire and will share what we learn in future updates. And there is a photo of one of our members, Bob, using the new audio bus stop. Page 16 and 17. Ask a sight loss support officer. What benefits might I be entitled to? Personal independence payment. PIP is a benefit aimed at helping you with extra costs caused by illness or disability, including sight loss. It has replaced Disability Living Allowance, DLA. It is for people aged 16 or over and under the state pension age when they make a claim. This is not means tested. DLA still exists for people under 16. Attendance allowance. You may qualify for attendance allowance if you have reached state pension age and need help to do things like choosing clothes, reading, replying to mail, walking around safely and taking part in social activities. Attendance allowance is not means tested, so it doesn't matter how much other income or savings you have. You can get attendance allowance even if you live at home and don't have anyone looking after you. It is your need for help that is important. Universal credit. The government has now replaced several working age benefits with a single new benefit called universal credit. You may be eligible for it if you are not working or on a low income. It doesn't matter whether you're in or out of work. It has replaced the following existing benefits, which are now known as legacy benefits: income support, income-based job seekers allowance, income-related employment and support allowance, child tax credits, working tax credits, and housing benefit. Universal credit can include extra money and help, including help with essentials, housing costs and health costs. Blind person's tax allowance. You are entitled to the blind person's tax allowance if you are registered blind or severely sight impaired with your local council. Having the allowance means you can earn more before you start paying. Unfortunately, the allowance will not be given to you. You have to claim it. Pension credit. Pension credit is a benefit for anyone who has reached the qualifying age and has a relatively low income. You may get it even if you have some savings and modest retirement income. It can be paid on top of your state retirement pension. If you have built up a pot of money through a defined contribution pension, how and when you choose to draw the money out of it will affect the amount of pension credit you can receive. Travel. The Disabled Persons Railcard gives you at least one third off the price of certain rail tickets for the cardholder when an accompanying adult where applicable in England, Wales and Scotland. Even if you do not have the Disabled Persons Railcard, you can get discounted railcard travel of 34% or 50% on certain tickets or free travel for a companion when you travel on your season ticket. For buses, you can apply for a disabled person's bus pass, providing free off-peak travel on local buses nationwide. In some areas, disabled bus passes allow companions to travel for free. You can apply online through your local council website. Car parking, the Blue Badge Scheme. If you are registered as severely sight impaired, you could be eligible to apply for the Blue Badge Scheme. This scheme, run by local authorities, allows drivers to park in spaces reserved for disabled people. TV licence. If you are severely sight impaired, you can provide the appropriate evidence. You are eligible to apply for a 50% concession. Your licence will also cover anyone who lives with you. If you are partially sight impaired, you are not eligible. If you would like support with claiming benefits, please call us on 0118 987 2803 or email info@berkshirevision.org.uk and a sight loss support officer will be able to help. Page 18, write your will for free. Writing a will can give peace of mind, knowing that your wishes are clear and that the people and causes important to you are looked after. We've partnered with Octopus Legacy to offer this free will writing service to our members. You can write your will for free online at https://will.octopuslegacy.com/Berkshire Vision Free. If Berkshire Vision has made a difference in your life, you're not alone. Many people have benefited from sight loss support visits, social and sports activities, equipment and technology support, or simply knowing there's someone at the end of a phone when it matters most. Some members choose to leave a gift to Berkshire Vision in their will as a way of showing their support for our work. This is entirely optional, and there is no obligation to leave a gift in order to use the free will writing service. If you have any questions, please contact Claire at Berkshire Vision on 0118 987 2803. Advertisement, the Ruby 7-inch HD from Optelec. Sale, £499, RRP, £655. The all-new portable Ruby 7-HD makes reading easier. Weighing over only 510 grams, the 7-inch high-brightness screen and low starting magnification level of 2x provides greater overview when reading from newspapers and magazines. The unique pivot cam provides a wider range of viewing and usage options for spotting, reading, writing, enjoying, hobbies, distance viewing, and even a mirror image self-view. Different coloured tactile buttons are easy to locate and distinguish, and the screen tilts to 40 degrees for a more comfortable position. For more fluent reading, activate the on-screen lines or masks. At home, enjoy viewing from a larger screen by connecting with an HDMI television. Once connected, simply place the Ruby 7 HD over a newspaper or magazine, and the image appears on your television set. Free phone 0800 145 6115 or visit www.lowvisionshop.co.uk. For an online discount code, use R7HD. Back page, get in touch. Please get in touch if you have any stories, experiences or recommendations to share with other members of Berkshire Vision. Marketing and Communications Manager Claire would love to hear from you and feature your story and insight. Telephone 0118 987 2803 or email claire.matthews@berkshirevision.org.uk. If you'd like to receive your Insight magazine in a different format in the future, please let us know. Insight is available in large print, email or audio on USB, CD or email. Contact claire.matthews@berkshirevision.org.uk for more information. Our address is Berkshire Vision, Middleton House, 5 Early Road, Reading, RG1 5LR. Telephone 0118 987 2803. Email info@berkshirevision.org.uk. Our website is www.berkshirevision.org.uk and our charity number is 114-6413. You can also find us on Facebook, X, LinkedIn and Instagram. Berkshire Vision, supporting the visually impaired.